And if you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you'd use the...
Stairs.
Okay. Would you use a different term for similar thing outside the house?
You mean the stair on the outside the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stairways on the outside of the house in a lot of the houses, but not in this country. They're all in the inside of the house.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be open, you'd tell someone to...
Shut it.
Okay. And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like that?
That's called a baseboard. But now you're getting too deep for me. I'm not a carpenter.
This is a type of, like, I'm not sure if baseboard is the same thing I'm talking about.
That's a baseboard that goes around the bottom, and it's kind of a flat board. Nearly all of them goes around the base of the house, all the way around.
I'm thinking something that's, like, you know, some houses are brick.
Oh, well, yeah. You're thinking about weatherboarding.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
You said, didn't you say the bottom of the board go around the bottom of the house?
I wasn't too clear.
Well, it's a weatherboard house or brick or whatever.
Okay, and suppose you were nailing in a board or something. You might say, I picked up the hammer and I what in the nail?
You drove the nail in the board.
Okay, and you say, if the, you might say, I'll pick up the hammer and what the nail in.
Drive it in.
Okay. And you say, the nail didn't get in far enough. It's got to be...
Driven in farther.
Okay. And what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Okay. And the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water on?
Gutters.
Okay. And if you have a house and an L, the place where the two come together.
Now, I didn't understand you.
If you have a house and an L.
And an L.
And an L, yeah. And the place where the two come together.
That's called a... Oh, I can't take that. I know what it is.
Thing of valley or gutter?
Nah, it's a... I think of it while you're going along.
Okay. What about a little building that you might use for storing wood?
Woodhouse. Woodshed or woodhouse.
Okay. And what about for storing tools?
We call it a tool shed.
Okay. And what do you call outdoor toilets?
They just call them toilets. Restrooms are toilets.
Have you ever heard anyone else around here use any other word? Like maybe a joking word or sort of a crude word? Or?
Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to tell you.
Can you think of any that you wouldn't mind telling me? It's not that, like, you've necessarily said them, but that you've heard people around these parts use.
Well, I don't know if I heard any things. I'd rather pass that out.
Okay. You might... The building behind the house where hay's stored and the cattle are kept.
That's a barn.
Okay. And the place where you store corn.
That's a crib.
Okay. And what about a building or part of a building where you store grain?
That's a granary.
Okay. What does that look like?
A granary? Mm-hmm. Well, there's different kinds. It's a granary. Some of the granaries are steel grain. Some of them are put in where they can put in with a belt and turn it all the time.
Yeah.
Some got little buckets in it. It's like the boys pulling that corn out of that hole out there a while ago. Some got an auger that turns it.
Yeah.